Mr. Levin, thanks for taking the time to speak with us. And first of all, our condolences on the passing of Jose Luis Barbero.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We've received a number of condolences and communications from actually numerous people, individuals or institutions, et cetera. So it's a really a sad situation for Mr. Barbero and, of course, his family. I appreciate it.
Mr. Levin, after that video went public, which allegedly showed Jose Barbero abusing dolphins, an investigation was launched. Had you all been able to find anything?
Well, the first video that came out was very inconclusive. The results of our investigation essentially did not indicate anything other than the fact that the video was put together and managed inappropriately and possibly contrived. But all that being said, we wanted to continue our investigation and had numerous conversations, not only with him, but the owners of the company in Spain. And, of course, he denied anything about that. And he had been working for that company for 35 years, and they also denied it. So we had not finished our total investigation at the time when Mr. Barbero was not able to be found. I think before he disappeared, there was also a second video which we were just about to be spending some time on, that was also somewhat inconclusive. There were various opinions coming out about that as well. But if I would say anything, our investigation was not finished, and our whole process was not to condemn him, since our experiences with him over a period of 8 years have been very positive. And we've never seen anything like that. So obviously, the conclusion of Mr. Barbero's situation actually finished our investigation. And it's too bad we didn't have a chance to really understand everything that went on.
Let's get some clarity here. However, was that Mr. Barbero in the video, or are you saying that video was, you said it was managed improperly, or are you saying
first,
it was put together?
The first video, yeah, we think it was a contrived video. There was someone there that looked somewhat like Mr. Barbero, but we weren't 100% certain in either case, that in either the first video or the second, that it was him. But once again, I want to emphasize that we were not finished. And also, I should say that if, in fact, there was conclusive evidence that was him, of course we would not have pursued our situation with him. But it seemed highly unlikely to us based on our experience. So and we could not prove it. I guess that's the answer as where we were at the time. Just so you know, the people in Spain are continuing. We've stopped our investigation, but the people in Spain are continuing their investigation in an effort to make sure that, in their mind, that he was innocent and that they want to protect his reputation even though he's gone.
Mr. Levin, in your statement that you issued on his receiving word of his death, I want to quote a little bit of it. You said, we were not given the chance to thoughtfully and thoroughly review the allegations against him before activists, consultants, and some in our own community tortured him with enough hatred to cause him to allegedly take his own life. Are we sure, in fact, or have the authorities in Spain determined that he did take his own life? And secondly, are you blaming his critics for his death?
Well, I can't accuse anybody for actually committing a crime in terms of his situation. But I think that it's clear to me that if in fact Mr. Barbero was innocent of these charges, that what happened was he joined an international organization of animal trainers, which they accepted his application, and they took him into this organization. I don't know the exact name, but it's IAMA or IATA or something like that. And then when the first video came out, they canceled his membership. They accused him of animal abuse before even allowing him to come and explain whether it was he in the video or not, and never really investigated at the scene whether the video was correct or not. And this, I can't speak for Mr. Barbero, obviously, but I think being the kind of person he was, it obviously had a negative effect on him. We had never seen any behavior with Mr. Barbero in 8 years that would indicate that he was emotionally unstable at all. So, I mean, obviously, it tipped him over, and I can't say they killed him, obviously. I think it certainly pushed him over the edge.
And certainly, while anyone would oppose a rush to judgment against anyone, your statement right. says that the critics and the hatred that you said he endured caused him to take his own life. So I guess I come back to what you said. You wouldn't accuse them of killing him, but the statement you sent comes pretty close if you say they caused him to do this.
Well, I think that in my mind, and this is my personal opinion, I think those of us who were involved in the hiring or potential hiring permanently of Jose Barbero, including very senior people associated with the aquarium, we feel somewhat responsible for his death.
And, how do you feel responsible?
We feel if we never hired him, this wouldn't have happened. So I think saying this says that, look, rush to judgments, you've seen rush to judgments over the last number of weeks that happened in Ferguson, Missouri, and other places. And some people, like the gentleman, the policeman in Ferguson, Missouri, may be able to handle it better than Mr. Barbero handled it.
Well, Mr. But
this guy was a very creative genius. You could watch videos of his shows that he did with dolphins and his relationship with dolphins, and we've watched a number of videos of him in the past from Canary Islands where he used to work. And it shows no, you know, he's a genius at what he does, and there was no indication of the way he handled dolphins that he was abusive at all, and the dolphins looked fine. So he obviously was emotionally disturbed over the accusations, and it could have caused him to finish his life. Now, I don't have a written document from the police in Spain that he killed himself, but I think everything looks surely like he did.
Mr. Levin, that's a heavy burden to place on the Georgia Aquarium. You say you all feel responsible for his death because you all proceeded to work with him and hire him as a consultant. Have you all had a chance to speak with Mr. Barbero's family at all?
We sent a letter to the family. We received a letter, actually came in yesterday in Spanish from the son. I have not translated it yet. It appears to be an acknowledgement of our sympathy and whatever. There's no accusations in it that I can determine in that letter. But look, you know, I'm not a psychiatrist, although with 54 years of business experience, sometimes you can only survive if you are. But we have a very personal view of this, and I met the man a number of times, you know, he's gone now, and I really feel that had we not started this thing, you know, somebody was after him, and or some people were after him, and we don't know who. He recently had to fix a show that was in a different place in that company, and a couple of people, we understand, were terminated because they couldn't do what he needed to do, and maybe they were after him. We don't know any of those facts, and probably never will, actually.
Mr. Levin, when was the last time anyone from the Georgia Aquarium spoke to Jose Barbero? And if you know, can you give us a sense of where his mental state was when you all spoke to him?
We didn't really know. He was obviously very upset with him. I talked to him personally and told him that we would support him, we would look into it, we would ensure the fact that everybody had an appropriate view of what was going on. I mean, he knew what our policies were. He did some consulting work for us over a number of years, and everything he did, and people saw him with our dolphins and everything, never saw anything that indicated that this stuff happened, but we weren't watching him every day in Spain either. But he was very disturbed. He thanked me personally for standing up for him, and I said we would until we found out exactly we believe in a fair judgment.
How has all of this had an effect on, or if any, on how the Georgia Aquarium will now proceed in hiring consultants or anyone that will work with marine mammals?
Well, I think that we're ongoing at the moment. We're working with our individual team now. we're planning to redo our dolphin show a little bit, and we're working with the people we have in the building at the moment. And look, life goes on, you know, we have to continue, and it was certainly the kind of experience that no one expected to have. It was a total surprise to us. So I think, you know, we'll recover. We have to. We're too important in the city and the state, and our attendance is fine, and we're still working on new exhibits and new things to do. You know, you got to go forward. But I do hope that the Spanish investigation really will eventually end up showing that these accusations were unfair. And if they don't, they don't. But it's over for us.
A bigger question, I guess, and it's raised in part by what you just said, that you're reworking the dolphin show a little bit. Apart from what happened with Mr. Barbero, there were obviously some questions raised, not just about how the Georgia Aquarium does dolphin shows, but about dolphin shows in general and whether they actually are worth the what some people feel is the harm done to dolphins. How would you respond to folks who say maybe this is an opportunity to take a second look at the shows in general, whatever may have happened in Mr. Barbero's case?
Well, let me say this. If in fact that the show animals of any kind are abused, and the proof is that it's bad for the animal, whether it's a dolphin, a dog, a lion, an elephant, or anything like that, then it's something that no aquarium or zoo or circus will be able to continue based upon the present environment. So our dolphins, frankly, I think our dolphins get better care than many humans get. But we take them out of the show if they're not able to perform. We take care of them if they're sick. But I think it remains to be seen whether there would be no tolerance on our part for anything that looked like an abuse to an animal, and any animal for that matter. So I think as time goes on, I was in Australia last week, went to an aquarium there that used to have a dolphin show. They don't have a dolphin show anymore. And the person said to me, the bus driver who was driving me to the aquarium indicated that they don't do it anymore. And when the last dolphin died at 38 years old, they decided not to do a show. And so, you know, I was in Niagara Falls yesterday at a place that has a dolphin show, and they do four or five shows during the summer day. And I looked at the dolphins. They were in the pool. They're not open now. And they look fine. So I think there's going to be discussions like this going on for a long period of time. But as long as animals are treated fairly and not abused, I have no problems with the show animals.
Georgia Aquarium Chairman and CEO Mike Levin. Mr. Levin, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your condolences and thank you for your interest. And I just think this is a question of justice. And to us at the aquarium, we feel that he didn't get a fair shake. He didn't get a fair trial. So that's what it's about.
Thanks, Mr. Levin.
Okay, you're very welcome, and I'll see you in Atlanta.